Morning. Here are today's contestants. A writer, originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Andy Wood. A clinical trial project manager from Laguna Hills, California, Kelly Hogan. And our returning champion, a marine aviator, originally from Ringgold, New Jersey, John Bassard, whose one day cash winnings total $26,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, everyone, and welcome aboard as we begin another week here on Jeopardy. I can't believe how quickly this year is moving along. It seems as though we just began our new season, and already we're a week and a half away from Thanksgiving. Andy and Kelly, I'm happy to welcome the two of you here. And John, happy to welcome you back. Let's go to work in the first round, shall we? Let's have some fun with these categories. Starting off with a 20th century decade. You have to ID the decade for us. We'll deal with masks, dam building, Ivy League schools, women in music, and finally, all eyes. Those three letters, I-Z-E, will come up in that order in each correct response. Champ, off you go.
Eyes for 200.
To make a partisan matter out of something, maybe by dividing Democrats and Republicans. John.
What is politicized?
Yes.
Eyes 400.
To get used to a new environment, particularly its temperature. John.
What is acclimatized?
Yes.
Eyes 600.
Term for milk that hasn't been heat treated to kill microorganisms. John again.
What is unpasteurized?
Yes.
Eyes 800.
To appoint someone as a sheriff's assistant. Kelly.
What is deputized?
Yeah.
All eyes 1,000?
To do exercise that increases oxygen intake, perhaps to a Jane Fonda workout video. Andy.
What is aerobicized?
That's it.
Ivy League schools 200?
In 1764, this school, then called Rhode Island College, became the seventh college chartered in America. John.
What is brown?
Brown is right.
20th century 200.
The first humans land on the moon. Andy.
For the 1960s.
Correct.
Ivy League schools 1,000.
Part of Penn, this business school once had the goal of its grads becoming pillars of the state. Kelly.
What is Wharton?
Wharton, yes.
Mask 200.
Who was that masked man? Is a book about this title character from radio, TV, and movies. Andy?
Who's the Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger, yeah.
20th century decade 400.
Joseph McCarthy is officially censured by the U.S. Senate. Andy?
What are the 1950s?
Yeah.
20th century decade 600.
World War II begins in Europe. John?
What is the 1930s?
Correct.
Decade 800.
The Soviet Union is dissolved. Kelly?
1980s.
Nope. Andy?
What are the 1990s?
1990s, yes.
Let's finish out 20th century decade.
ENIAC, the world's first general-purpose electronic digital computer, is built. John?
What is the 40s?
That is it.
Ivy League 800.
Here's Handsome Dan, who became the mascot of this school in 1889. John?
What is Yale?
Yale, yes.
Ivy League 600.
Dartmouth's Geisel Medical School is named for this writer and his wife. Though he was a doctor, he was not an M.D., Kelly?
Who is Dr. Seuss?
Yes, and with that you go up to 1600. All three of you obviously came to play today because you're off to a good start, and I like that. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. We're going to have a good time.
Promotional consideration provided by Rakuten. Start shopping and earn cash back today at Rakuten.com.
Andy Wood is a writer who for a number of years hosted a podcast, a comedy science podcast, on which you interviewed someone who has done clues for us here on Jeopardy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, just a few years ago I had Neil deGrasse Tyson in my living room on our podcast. That was a pretty big thrill.
Is it more comedy or is it more science?
When you've got Neil, it tends towards science, but he's also a funny guy. So it's whatever the moment calls for.
All right, good for you. Kelly Hogan, a clinical trial project manager, a lover of trivia, obviously, and your specialty is random knowledge. Now, you've got to specialize in some area.
When I was on the trivia team, our coach wanted a well-balanced team, so Laura had literature, Vikram had music, and I said, Coach, what's my specialty? And he's like, kind of grimaced, and he went, you're my random girl. I never know what you know, but it's a lot, so go for it.
So if potpourri comes up as a category, watch out, fellas. All right, let's go to our champion now, John Bassard. You're a military man, long-time military man. Military has a certain type of haircut they favor, and usually that extends to members of your family. But in your case, there's a little curve that's been thrown in.
That's correct. We let my son deviate when he asked us to. About a year and a half ago, we had a bet in the house for who was going to read the most books, and he actually won a bet to get a mullet.
And how did that sit with you?
It was a good laugh, and I enjoyed it, and if it helped him read,
all right.
About it.
Good attitude. All right. Kelly, you're in command of the board right now, young lady. Please make a selection, and we'll reveal the clue.
Women in Music for 200, please.
This Girl on Fire performer chose her last name in reference to the piano and because it can open so many doors. John.
Who is Alicia Keys?
Yes.
Ivy League 400.
This college cited Woodrow Wilson's racist thinking and policies as it took his name off its School of Public and International Affairs. John.
What is Princeton?
Yes, that's right.
Dam Building 200.
Called Gujarat's lifeline, the Sardar Sarovar Dam in this country still took 56 years to complete. Kelly.
What is India?
Yes.
Women in Music 400.
I Will Survive Indeed in 2020, 40 years after her hit, this singer was back on top, winning a Grammy for Best Roots Gospel Album. Andy.
It was Gloria Gaynor.
Yes.
Women in Music 600?
In 2015, Rolling Stone named her and Ike number two on their list of the greatest duos of all time. John.
Who is Tina Turner?
Yes.
Women 800.
With more than 100 million albums sold, this Man, I Feel Like a Woman singer is among the top-selling country artists of all time. Kelly.
Who is Shania Twain?
Yes.
Music 1000.
This front woman for the Go-Go's has also had solo hits like Mad About You and I Get Weak. John.
Who is Belinda Carlisle?
Yes.
Dams 400.
This civilization built some of the oldest dams still in use, including the Proserpina Dam at Mérida, Spain. John.
Who are the Romans?
Romans, correct.
Dam 600.
Now in danger of failing, the Kariba Dam on the Zambezi River created the world's largest one of these by volume, 43 cubic miles. John?
What is a reservoir?
Reservoir, yes.
Dams 800.
In the 1950s, Switzerland's Mauvoisin Dam became the world's tallest one, replacing this American one. Kelly?
What is the Hoover Dam?
Good.
Building 1000.
The Guri Dam near the Guyana border was built to ease this South American country's dependence on oil. Andy.
What is Venezuela?
That's it.
Masks 400.
Writer Johnston McCulley created this masked vigilante with a Spanish name that means fox. Kelly.
Who is Zorro?
Zorro, yeah.
Mask for six.
Take a look. Here are some of the masks of these Mexican wrestlers. Andy.
What are luchadores?
Luchadores, good.
Masks 800.
This Dumas novel suggests that the prisoner is actually the twin brother of Louis XIV. Andy.
What is the Count of Monte Cristo?
Nope. John.
Who is the man in the iron mask?
You got it, and that gives you the last clue, and the last clue happens to be the Daily Double. And you have $4,000 more than Andy or Kelly.
Wager $2,000, please.
Two it is. In this French novel, a singer named Christine longs to see beneath the mask of the title character.
What is the Phantom of the Opera?
That's it, and that bumps you up to 9,800. Oh, boy. Great way to start the week. Coming back to begin the double Jeopardy round. As we get set for the double Jeopardy round, even though Kelly and Andy are tied at 3,800, Our rule is that the player at the lectern closest to my position is the one who gets to pick first, and that means you, Kelly. And so we will now reveal the categories for you. We start off with a busy body, a Jeopardy World Tour, elusive titles, furniture stuff, foreign words and phrases, and finally, the celebrities' booze. I know where I'd start. Where would you like to begin?
Celebrity Booze 400.
Aha! This actress offered Drew's blend, a Pinot Noir. John.
Who is Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Booze 800.
Haig Club Whiskey added some posh spice to its recipe, relatively speaking, after this soccer star became a partner. Andy?
Who's Beckham?
David Beckham, yes.
Celebrity Booze 1200.
He must have worked up a thirst starring in Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, and Deadpool, as he invested in aviation gin. Andy?
Who's Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Celebrity Booze 1600?
Drink You Away was part of this singer's 2020 experience. He might suggest his Sousa 901 tequila for the task. And that would be Justin Timberlake. Back to you, Andy.
Let's finish out Celebrity Booze.
Strip away his credit as Magic Mike, and he was still born and bred to be part of Born and Bred Vodka. John.
Who's Channing Tatum?
Yes.
Busybody 400.
It's just 3 to 4 inches long and seems to be gradually disappearing through evolution. But when it gets blocked, it can still kill you. John.
What is the appendix?
Yes.
Body 800.
The thinking part of the brain. It accounts for about 85% of the brain's weight. Andy.
What's the cerebrum?
Yes.
1200 busybody?
The trochlea, a spool-shaped surface in this bone, articulates with the ulna. And that's no joke. Kelly.
What is the humerus?
Humerus, yeah.
Busybody 1600?
Blockage of these neck arteries that bring blood to your brain can lead to stroke. Andy?
It's a carotid artery.
That's it.
2,000 busybody?
Answer there. Daily double. What you gonna do with your 8,200?
Let's do 5,000, please.
All right, for the lead, here is the clue. Chronic alcohol drinking is a big cause of this disease, but it can also occur due to obesity or hepatitis C.
What is cirrhosis?
Cirrhosis, right you are. And just like that, the lead is now yours. And you're the one to catch.
Let's do furniture stuff, 400, please.
Names for stools include counter, bar, and this three-letter synonym for bar. And that would be a pub stool. Back to you, Andy.
Furniture stuff, 800.
The king mattress named for this U.S. state measures 72 inches wide by 84 inches long. John.
What is California?
Yeah.
Jeopardy, 400.
We wish you a Merry Isthmus as we travel from Las Tablas to Los Pozos in this Central American country. Kelly?
What is Panama?
You got it.
Jeopardy World Tour 800?
We'll start in Irkutsk, go past Lake Baikal, then up into the Arctic Circle. All are a part of this Russian region. Andy?
What's Siberia?
Yes.
Jeopardy World Tour 1200.
We've landed at Suvarnabhumi Airport for a stay in this capital. We hear one night there makes a hard man humble. John.
What is Bangkok?
Yep.
World Tour 16.
We'll head out of Regina, hit Moose Jaw, then head up to catch some northern pike at Wollaston Lake in this prairie province. John.
What is Saskatchewan?
That's it.
World Tour 2000.
Head from Mongo to Korotoro, then cross the northern border of this landlocked African nation into Libya. Or maybe not. Andy.
What is Ethiopia?
No. Kelly or John? The landlocked country is Chad. Back to you, John.
Titles 400.
John Steinbeck lifted the title of this novel from The Battle Hymn of the Republic. Kelly.
What is Of Mice and Men?
No. John?
What is The Grapes of Wrath?
That's it.
Titles 800.
Thomas Gray's line, far from the madding crowd's ignoble strife, gave this Thomas an 1874 novel title. Kelly?
Who is Thomas Hardy?
Right.
Titles 1200.
Milton's Unless the Almighty Maker Them Ordain His Dark Materials to Create More Worlds inspired the title of a trilogy by him. Kelly.
Who is Philip Pullman?
Yes.
Title 1600.
This Shakespeare play provided Agatha Christie with By the Pricking of My Thumbs. Kelly?
What is Romeo and Juliet?
Nope. John.
What is Macbeth?
That's the play.
Title's 2000.
Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart takes its title from this man's poem, The Second Coming. Kelly?
What is Yeats?
Yeats is right, yes. William Butler Yeats. Good for you.
Foreign Words and Phrases 400.
A Latin word for grace or favor. It means free of charge. Andy?
What is gratis?
Yes.
Foreign Words 800?
Answer. Daily double. You're in second place.
Let's go 8,000.
All right. It worked last time. For the lead. Borrowed from German, this five-letter word means an intense but non-specific anxiety.
What is angst?
Angst is right, and you're back in the lead. These daily doubles are helping you a great deal today. Go again.
Foreign Words and Phrases 1200.
An Italian grandmother gives this command when it's time to eat. John.
What is mangia?
Mangia, mangia.
Word 16.
Excessive sentimentality or chicken fat. This Yiddish word means both. John.
What is schmaltz?
Yeah.
Foreign Words 2000.
Instead of calm or nonchalance, try this French phrase that means cold blood. John?
What is sang-froid?
Yes.
Furniture 1200.
This alliterative bookcase with glass or wooden doors is named for a type of British lawyer. John?
He's a barrister.
Yeah.
Furniture 16.
Two sets of double letters end the name of this smallish sofa. Kelly?
What is a settee?
Good. And now the last clue. This freestanding cupboard has an Italian name. Kelly.
What is an armoire?
No. That's a French word, but credenza is Italian. But you're still alive, even though you're at 7,000 and in third place. Here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. 18th century Americans. 18th century, we're going back. We'll reveal the clue in a bit.
The gecko welcomed some new neighbors in a Geico ad with these treats called biscuits in the UK. What are cookies? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are dealing with 18th century Americans in our Final Jeopardy today, players. Here's your clue. One eulogizer of this man noted, he was able to restrain thunderbolts and tyrants. 30 seconds. Good luck. Kelly, we come to you first. You were in third place with that 7,000. What did you write down as your response? Who is George Washington? Sorry, that's not going to do it. That's incorrect. It'll cost you 6,500. You dropped to 500. Let's go to Andy Wood now. He was in second place with 20,400 and wrote down, who is Benjamin Franklin, yes, the Thunderbolts and the Tyrants. And that is right. And it will add $63.99, taking you to $26,799 and into the lead as we come to John, our champion. Not looking all that happy because he wrote down Washington. He's going to finish in second place today. He loses $17,000. But Andy Wood, congratulations. A great way to start the week. $26,799. And you get to come back and play again tomorrow. We'll look forward to seeing you then. And you as well. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
For all of us who weren't born yesterday, there's Consumer Cellular, where you get exceptional value like talk, text, and data for only $20 a month and connect to 99% of the U.S. population. Premium wireless for less. Switch today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him blue.
With statues toppling across our country, D.C.'s new push to now honor local heroes, trailblazers, and legends. Plus, pesticides being repackaged and sold as a COVID killer. 7 on Your Side's warning about a dangerous new scam. That's new tonight at 11.